This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, December the 8th. When you hear that music, Sam, it means only one thing. Come on, I'm teeing it up for you. I'm teeing them up for you, man. This is batting practice pitching right down the middle. Come on, this is for you. That's what I do.
It means it's time for us to talk Falcons football with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC. And I don't think he's got his gold boots up there in Minnesota with him, so we're not going to do that this morning. D-Led, good morning to you.
Good morning, D-Led. And
hey, good morning, Sam and Greg. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. The question was asked as we ended our last segment, whether or not, because Sam was up there, were you there when the Falcons won up in Minnesota to make it to the Super Bowl back in the day?
98. No, I was actually in Denver for the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
And that was before Denver came down.
Earlier for the 49ers game, playoff game, but they switched me to the AFC that weekend.
Wow.
Okay.
He was up there. So how are things there now? Is it much colder there than it's been here?
It's in the 40s, which is the heat wave for them.
Really?
So they said it was pretty cold last week, but it was, you know, the folks were out and about like it was springtime for them yesterday.
Wow. Nice up there.
It is.
It is. You got that going on. All right, so listen, you headed into this game. I know that everybody's going to be focusing on Kirk Cousins going back to Minnesota, but I want to go back to what we take from the game against the Chargers last week. And your thoughts on that team and as they come into this week?
Well, you know, they played that game a little bit differently than they, you know, have been playing this year. They ran a lot of clock, won the time of possession, played good defense, stopped the run, got after the passer, and, you know, wasn't wide open on offense, but still Kirk threw four interceptions, threw that game away. So, you know, you want to keep all that other stuff and cut out the turnovers and, you know, try to make a playoff push here down the stretch.
Man, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Orlando Ledbetter from AJC. He is there in Minneapolis with the Falcons football team. And, you know, you do want to see some things because we were encouraged by what we saw from the defense last week, D-Led. But this offense has to make those capitalize on those opportunities that the defense has given them.
Yeah, no doubt. They in the three-game losing streak, they're 2-8 in the red zone. That's, you know, 25%. You want to be at least, you know, 70, somewhere over 60. So, you know, they're getting down there, and bogging down, and then that's complicated by the fact that Kuz not automatic right now. So, you know, that's, you know, throwing the whole winning formula for them off. They're not having, they're not good enough to just go out and put up 40 on people. And so, you know, it's going to be a close game. You can't, you know, waste any scoring opportunities.
And listen, D-Led, I'm not mad if they decide to take the ball out of Kirk's hands and just make this a Bijan Robinson game. You got a fast track up there inside. And listen, given what happened last week, because of that, I would like to see a really pronounced running game during this one.
Well, you did it last week, and they went, the tip off was went to Algier early in the first drive. Again, today, that's probably part of the plan. I can say you're probably going to see some Bijan screens and all that stuff because, you know, the Vikings like the blitz so much. So you're going to try to bust him out the back door on some of those blitzes, too. So it might not be a traditional running play, but extended handoff on the screen might also help you bust some big plays up here against the Vikings.
D-Led, what about tight end play? I mean, that can also help as well. It seemed like at the time Cousins got locked in on one person who's trying to force the ball to Drake London almost every time. You got some other folks out there. When this offense is at its best, you know, he's distributing the ball to five, six, seven different people during the course of a game.
Yeah, no doubt, Sam. And that let me run the red zone numbers last week. And, you know, when they're in the red zone, Drake's got 19 of the 19 of the passes. Kyle Pitts has only caught one of seven, so he needs to be a factor. And you know, Charlie Warner's more, you know, a blocker, but you know, could be a surprise target down there. Mooney and Ray Ray and Bijan are the other guys that he goes to. They don't have his, you know, but it's clear that he likes Drake London in the red zone. So if I know that, guess who else knows that? Brian Flores. So, so they got to do something a little different down there.
You know, I'm curious about, and I don't think I've asked you, Sam, who's the odd man out when it comes to Minnesota at the QB position? You got Sam Darnold playing in a way that nobody expected this year. They just got Daniel Jones off the scrap heap from the Giants, and yet they got the number one draft pick who's rehabbing, J.J. McCarthy, coming back in. Who's going to be put into it, in your mind, D-Led, some kind of trade package?
Yeah, Darnold's going to, I think, be a free agent, so he's making him some money. And they bought them some time to develop J.J. McCarthy if they want to keep him. I don't know if he's going to get starter money off of this year or if he's going to elect to stay with Kevin O'Connell. But, you know, knowing that J.J. McCarthy's the future. So, and Daniel Jones, they just got to try to put him back together. From the damage that was done to him in New York, or he did to himself in New York. So if I'm the Vikings, you're at a position of strength at the key position in the game. You try to figure out how to keep Darnold, and that way you don't have to run J.J. McCarthy out there before he's ready.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this man when he can spend some time with us. D. Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. You can also find him in Canton, Ohio at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They got a little something up there with him.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Last week, we got these sacks. We've been waiting all season for him, D. Led. And we got five of them last Sunday. Where these been? But I'm glad they showed up. And can we bring that back today?
Yeah, they said they've been working on it in practice, and it's finally starting to move into the games. Coach Raheem said the main guys were the outside guys, Lorenzo Cardo and Arnold Ebiketie. They really brought it to life, and that allowed the guys to get inside and get free. Grady, Contavious, and Daniel Yamada got free, too, for some sacks. But Ebiketie was the two sack. He had two sacks and two quarterback hits. So folks have been waiting for him to come out of his bag and get there, and he started to do it last week. A couple of them were covered sacks, so that certainly helped. And, you know, they want to continue that for sure.
Absolutely. What about the injured list? Anybody making their way back? Because that's the other thing on the defensive side. We have some linebackers that have been banged up. We got some people in the secondary. Anybody you think is going to be able to go this week that maybe wasn't able to play last week?
Yeah, Mike Hughes should be back, and that would be huge for the secondary. He had missed the last two games with a neck injury, and Clark Phillips was there starting, and I asked AJ about getting them back. He said, hey, strength in numbers. So they're happy to get Mike back. And Troy Anderson, is that left knee, is he's back, but he only played about 15 snaps last week. So Nate Landman's still your guy there at linebacker. But Mike Hughes is a big one. Rukaroru didn't make it all the way back. He had his window activated. So he's still on his 21 days to return from IR with that high ankle sprain. The big one is Mike Hughes for him. Got to watch the wide receiver position because Darnell Mooney was limited on Friday, didn't practice on Wednesday with Achilles, and they brought up Chris Blair from the practice squad, former All-Corn State star of the exhibition season. So he's going to be available to help out at the wide receiver position. And Pacey Washington is out. He turned up yesterday with a concussion, and so he will not be available to the team today.
I thought Greg had something. We're going to talk with
computer
again.
Issues. Yeah. I thought you could see that.
Okay, no, I thought you said you had something left for him.
No.
Obviously, I got something else for this man today. Thoughts about this Minnesota team? You talk about Flores and the things he's going to do defensively, facing this Falcons team. Who are some folks you watching for that they, if they have big games, would really be bad news for our team today?
Yeah, one of them is our local kid, Jonathan Grenard, who played at Hiram out in Paulding County. He leads the team with 10 sacks. And Van Grinko is the other one. He's up there. And Jonathan Bullard, who played one season with the Falcons, you know, that front is pretty stout. So, if they can get to the quarterback, that's going to be a problem for the Falcons. And what he does is he puts everybody up on the line like he's going to do a zero blitz thing. And, they scramble back into a quarters or they come. So and he comes a lot. So that's the book on Curtis. Hey, you got to blitz him to smithereens. And so after, the four interception performance, they're definitely going to do that. And I understand Kurt was having problems with that in practice last year up here. And so they've gotten even better with it now. So that's a really key for us to watch early is what Flores tries to do. Does he come after him early? Does he come after him on third down? Or just come after him all day long? So it's going to be pretty interesting to watch how the Vikings try to go at the Falcons today.
Dear Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons and Minnesota, once again, if you can't get in front of a TV, pre-kick at 11. I call it pre-game, I pre-kick, and kick at 1 o'clock. Listen, the news came down this week that Randy Moss was stepping away for some health reasons. We didn't find out exactly what the issue is, but this is a guy that you covered during his career, his Hall of Fame career, and I just wondered if you had any thoughts on Randy.
Yeah, I did, because that was one of my breakthroughs was his rookie year. I was covering the Packers and saw him just light them up on Monday night. That was the first of several, his rookie year. And Tyrone Williams, good guy who went to Nebraska, his wife went to FAMU, they were good friends of ours. And I just remember how gracious Tyrone was talking about him after the game, after getting torched in front of millions, and how the old school guys were, stand up guys like that. But Randy was a little bit different. Also, he came to the Flowery Branch with the Patriots and was when they practiced against the Falcons, one of those joint practices and so forth. But, by that time, he didn't really like the media too much. But I was like, hey, man, you want to give the ATL some love? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay, let him go about his way. He had turned into one of the good commentators. Had its own little interesting personality. It came through on TV. So you always, hope the guys can take care of their health issues. And hopefully, the NFL and the Players Association can help him get whatever medical attention that he needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. D-Led, we are We appreciate you getting up this morning, spending some time with us. I don't know if you're going to go out for a brisk walk this morning while you wait for game time
it's
to
nice
come.
Day.
Yeah, well,
nice day. Nice 43
yeah,
right. day yeah, in Minneapolis.
It's balmy up there, yeah, it right out loud. but we appreciate you as always, man. And
I'm going to hit the fitness room here.
There you go.
There we go. And we're going to see what bow tie you got on later on today.
All right, no doubt. We'll get that together here in a little bit.
There you go, D. Orlando Ledbetter. All right, travel safely, D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg here. Coming up, going to let you know where you can grab some holiday money. I think if we say it like that, they'll pay attention. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.